Good morning. We're so glad to have you back with us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, Counseling Pastor and Senior Citizens Pastor at Brookside. Last time we were together, we were talking to Angelica Rosa. Angelica has a story unlike anything I have ever interviewed in the last few years. Angelica, you faced the time that, man, somebody walks into your salon where you're working and starts shooting. You wind up on the floor, both hands are shot very easily, then the next bullet could have been right through your head. During that split-second time, you prayed a prayer to God, and God did something to change your entire attitude at that time. Review that for our listeners this morning. Exactly what happened?
I prayed a prayer to God, asked for forgiveness of my sins, knowing that my life was not obedient in His ways and His laws. And through that prayer and that request of allowing me a second chance, He has given me this second chance in sitting here and serving Him and obedient to His word that I have a desire and a hunger and passion to serve.
That's wonderful. You were telling us how that after a while, a lieutenant came in, a whole bunch of policemen came in, lieutenant drug you out, and you went to the hospital, and there was a time of fear there, not knowing where the shooter was or anything along that line. Was there anything else significant that took place at the hospital that God began to make some changes in relationships?
Yes, I was stunned to see my three children there to visit me. Their relationship with them was not amicable for many years, and I had desired so much to have a relationship with these children. And to see them there was, it was wonderful, and I was incredibly happy and relieved to see them there, even though it was such a difficult time for them.
It was a time of, yes, the Lord has forgiven your sins. Now, you've been saved in the early 80s, but at this particular time of praying in the salon, you're just saying, Lord, give me another chance. And now you have another chance with your children. And isn't that a special, just an act of God? First of all, you saw them there, but you also knew God was wanting to rebuild relationships. And isn't that the kind of God we serve?
Yeah. There are many people that have hurt me in my life and probably still will, and I had to learn to forgive and forget. And that was probably one of my biggest lessons in my life was even the enemies in my life that have done so much wrong. And I have, and I have a comfort with that because the Lord has allowed me that comfort through scriptures and understanding His word, and I am grateful. I'm completely grateful for it.
And it's certainly something that only God enables you to be able to do that, isn't it?
Yes.
Because the old Angelica just didn't have it in you. And the old Greg just doesn't have it in me, you know, to do those things that are so unnatural, so godly, you know, to forgive and restore relationships. But what a thrill it is to be able to see God at work, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of those that we love.
Yeah, amen to that.
So God began to just make those relationships a blessing. Now, how many times were you shot in your hands?
Once in each hand.
Once in each hand.
Yes.
Okay. Have to have extensive surgery or what?
Through that, it was a six-hour surgery the day of, and three more surgeries thereafter. Recovery was incredibly difficult.
I imagine. Therapy was
Therapy was very painful. All the ladies who took care of me, I'm grateful for. They all know me well to this day.
Right, right. And did you stay in the cosmetology field?
I cannot stay in the cosmetology field. That's the unfortunate part.
Okay, all right.
When I found out that my hands are not capable of producing what I could have done in the past, it was difficult for me. But I prayed about that, and I know the Lord has another direction for my life, and I'm all right.
You mean God is the God of change?
At all times.
And change is fine when we're talking about somebody else.
Yes.
But when we're talking about us, changing major areas of our life, like our occupation, our expertise. Boy, at that point, we kind of go, now, Lord, this isn't what I really bargained for. And God says, we don't bargain about that, do we?
No.
But you discover that God's grace is sufficient for whatever you're going to be facing. So as you look at the scars in your hands, are there any thoughts that come to your mind?
Every day. I look at them, and I'm so thankful that he's there for me. They remind me of his death on the cross. When it comes closer to Easter, I am so humbled by that and so grateful that his love abounds in all of us. It's a lot harder for me at times, but it's just a complete humbling that I have for him because I see it on a daily basis.
There are the scars, yeah.
Yes.
And so whatever you're capable of doing with these scarred hands and with your life, whatever you're capable of doing, the Word of God becomes more dear to you, doesn't it?
Very much so. On a daily basis, I am in the Word and constantly changing my heart, cleansing my soul, obedient to His Word.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be hard.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And all of us are laughing because, Angelica, all of us know that, yeah, when the Lord is wanting to change us, it is hard. But, you know, the Bible describes the Christian life as a battlefield. You know, it says, take on the whole armor of God. You don't put armor on to go for a picnic. You put armor on to go to war.
Yeah.
And so Satan is out to destroy us, to hurt us, to make us bitter. But God uses the hard times of our life to teach us more about himself. Are there any particular scriptures that maybe the Lord has just really allowed you to saturate yourself in? And what kind of lessons is he teaching you through these scriptures?
I was in Psalms quite a bit when my recovery process was so long. It took me a long time to even understand it with what I was going through with the pain.
Yeah.
But Psalms was a big part of it. His mercies, his grace, his unconditional love for us, that it really helped me just get on a daily basis that you really are there for me, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, and no matter what we do in our life, our sins, you will forgive them as long as we repent that. And I'm learning that, and I'm learning in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit, how we are to perceive ourselves to others.
Right,
and
right.
When you're being ridiculed or persecuted, that we are to be quiet and we are to love others unconditionally, and that's showing Christ in all of that. I need to humble myself on a daily basis, and the only way to do that is repenting of our sins. And another scripture verse was Lamentations, 3:22 and 23, his mercies, that we are not consumed because of his compassions fail not.
Right.
They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness.
Isn't that a great verse?
Every day I read that, yes.
His compassions are new every morning. And my precious friend, you're listening to our broadcast today, and you know that every morning that you get up, you may really struggle with what you're going to face that day. Maybe you're so lonely, life is so empty, and you're saying, Lord, where are you? Angelica will tell you, your mercies, God, are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Angelica, if we begin to focus our attention on the faithfulness of God in so many areas of our lives, God begins to become big, and our problems begin to become small, don't they?
Yes. And you focus your life on helping others. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Your problems are not nearly as big.
So in essence, you're saying God changes your perspective on life.
Absolutely.
That it's not all about
yourself.
Yeah. But it's all about God and others. And so when we are faced with temptations to respond in the flesh, the Holy Spirit comes along and he says, now, what is that going to do to your relationship with me, to your effectiveness in witnessing, it just totally opens the field, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've understood that your prayers won't get answered if there's sin in your life. It dishonors the Lord. The Holy Spirit is grieving. One thing that I've learned and lived is that you don't have the joy in your life that I so desperately needed and wanted. And you can't have that unless you repent of your sins and confess them to whoever they need be confessing to.
So what do you do with the circumstances in your life that may not be really what you planned? What's your attitude toward them?
I give them all to God because He's in control of everything. And everybody's going through difficult things in their life, have it be health, finances. We're not in control of it. We have to surrender it to the Lord and be thankful for it because it brings us stronger to Him.
There's a verse that says that, isn't there?
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:18.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you.
In everything give thanks. And then 2 Corinthians 12:9 tells us something about His grace. What is it?
And He said unto me, my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
That the power of Christ may rest upon me. I glory in my infirmities, like my hands that can't do what they used to do.
Yes.
I can look at them and say, okay, Lord, new plans. And it's what somebody's called the new normal, you know. And so, folks, you may be listening to Angelica and me this morning, and you may be saying with her, the new normal. Oh, yeah. I've been grumbling about the new normal. I've been complaining about the new normal. And I've been denying the new normal. Lord, this is not right. I'm not going to accept it. And guess what? Your life's miserable. But Angelica, when you finally come to the point that you accept what God has allowed, recognizing that He has a plan, everything changes, huh?
Yes, and I'm so thankful for that.
His love is everlasting. Great is Thy faithfulness. Well, folks, we have run out of time again, but Angelica, thank you so much for just sharing your heart. I know this has been a very, very difficult thing for you to do because when you recount the story, you relive it. And I've seen it on your face, and I just want to say that we appreciate you taking this next step, this very uncomfortable step, so that God can get the glory and others can recognize, regardless of what happens to me, God is to get the glory. My precious friend, whether it be through a disaster like this, or heartbreak, or divorce, or the loss of finances, or the loss of health, whatever it is, great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There's no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.